here.
So tonight is the last shiur in Inyanei Kosher.
Do you want the air conditioner? Is this good enough? There's an air conditioner here because it's humid.
Well,
that means... Want the air conditioner on? I think that's what they want, the air conditioner on there. I'll shut the door here.
Okay. So this is the shaila.
Right here. There's a button here.
This is the shaila that has to be discussed. Is we say we speak about making a ketzer shel kayama, right? That means that you're planning indefinitely to leave the ketzer. So what's the din if b'shas maisa you made a ketzer with intent to untie it, and then you forgot about it, and it turned out in the end it was a ketzer shel kayama, or if I can't. At the b'shas ma'isa, you had in mind the ketzer shel kayama, and then you untied it. Is it totally in what you thought at the time that you made the knot, or is it din in the reality of is in the end was it shel kayama or not? That's the shaila. And could you have in mind to? And if you change it, you change your mind. Does that change? Say you had in mind to make a ketzer shel kayama, and that was your intent. And then, an hour later, you untied it, and you decided you don't want it to be shel kayama. So did we say no? But lemaisa, you had in mind the ketzer shel kayama b'shas maisa. So now you were chayef.
I think you probably ask this shaila in many places in Shas, no?
Well, say for example, we have a din that if a person puts dough in the oven, right, and he takes it out before you have a chance to bake, then he's not chayef, right? He's not chayef because lemaisa never baked. There's a shaila in Zoreya. What's the din if you put it in the ground and then you take it out before it took root? But here, you see, it's a little bit different because here the kavana is a very integral part, in other words, of the malacha. Mm-hmm. You see, in other words, you can make the same kesher and you don't have a mind shel kayama, right? So it's not a kesher shel kayama. The kavana here plays a bigger role than it does in other areas of halacha. You understand? So. So let me show you a parallel example. The Prima Godim in Hilchas Borer. Take a look. Pages here were stapled in the wrong place. Think we got this right here. Yes, it's the Prima Garden. Yeah, I don't know. Yeah, he quotes the Prima Gunim here on page 11, but I thought I Xeroxed the original source as well. But if not, okay, we'll do it in the secondary source.
Outside, yeah.
Let me see. Yeah, take a look on page 11 then. Take a look on page 11. Here. In this paper. The Prima Godim, Simon Shin Yud Tes, Mishpato Zov, Sivkot Beis.
Okay.
Got it? Kosov Gabi Malachas Borer. Right? What's it done by Borer? So Borer has to be Miyad. In other words, you can do it, you have to do it Ochel Mitoch HaPsolos, Miyad, and Miyad. So you can do it before the meal. So you say before lunch, you borrow and the oichel b'tochem psolus is okay.
That's because it's
oichel from right, but oichel from psolus is mutter, but it also has to be
biyad
and miyad. So what happens if you're doing it before the meal for shalosh shuris? That's aser. You can do it before lunch for lunch, but not for shalosh shuris, right? Because that's not samoch l'suda. So what if lemaisa you had in mind to use it for the meal, and then you change your mind? And the favorite example, many poskim hold peeling eggs is mutter if you do it biyad and miyad. So what if you were peeling eggs, you were to serve the eggs for lunch, and then you change your mind, you say, oh, we need it for shalosh shuris. After you already peeled the eggs. So says the Prima Godim, Dibira la'alter, v'chakach nimloch. In other words, he was bora la'alter. He had in mind for the lunch, right before lunch. He was doing it for lunch. V'chakach nimloch v'hishol l'sudas ben arbayim. And then he changed his mind. And he's doing it for what? For shalosh shuris. Lo orach l'member hachi. He says it's not right to do that. But he says, havachiv chatas l'mafreya yiroa lo. But he says it's not a daraisa. In other words, really, you should carry through with what you had in mind. Because really, that's what the malacha. It's mutter if it's l'tzora chasuda. It's considered derech achila. So it's mutter if you do it. So you should carry through. But say you change your mind, so you don't violate this a deraisa. Chiv chatas lekar.
Sort of.
He says, he doesn't even say that. He says, lo orich lemeber hachi. It's nisht erlich. Yeah, but he doesn't even say it's an issur d'rabbanan. That's what the Prima Godim says.
You're making eggs for the morning, you don't have enough eggs, and you need it for shalosh shuris, so you just leave it.
Yeah. So he says it's
true. Havana doesn't create a chiyuv to be mekayim the maisa, you know, and so without creating that chiyuv, it can't be over an issur d'rabbanan, right?
Right, in other words, lemaisa.
Like if I have in mind that I'm going to eat this, you know, egg, whatever, and I don't. There's no chiyuv to eat the egg just because I have that kavana at a particular time, and I do something other.
In other words, he had kavana to eat it for lunch, and then he changed his mind. He said, "You know what? These eggs, I'm going to use for shalosh shuris." Oh, see, two in a row. We're hitting well.
Famous story about the Rishayim, that everybody asked him why he makes the eggs during the Suda, and he gave everybody a different reason.
Yeah. For my hat. For my hat, yeah. Yeah. Okay, you look good in it.
It's cool.
Okay. So.
Bang out.
So we're talking about page 11. We're discussing the Prima Godim that says that a person, when he does borer, say you're peeling eggs, right? So to peel eggs on Shabbos is only mutter if you eat the eggs right away. So if you're peeling it, you want to serve for lunch. So you have to have in mind that you're going to use it for lunch. But say, after you peel the eggs, you change your mind. And you say, you know what, I'm going to use it for shalosh shuris. So do we say, well, since when you peeled it, you had in mind for lunch, and so then, which is in 10 minutes from now, so that's okay. Well, do we say no? That once you change your mind, so now you're over an isser. So the Prima Godim says, really, you shouldn't change your mind. But if you did, you didn't violate an isser, because lemaisa, when you did the action, you had in mind to eat it for lunch and not for shalosh shuris. That's what he says in the first paragraph. Then he says, Mishnah Brura, see, Uvemem Beis Mishnah Brura Shah Masif Kotan Hei Kosov, But if you had in mind, when you're appealing it, that, yeah, probably I'm not going to use them all for lunch, and if some will be left over, I want them for Shalosh Shudas, then that's an Issa D'Oraisa. If that was your Kavanah. But your Kavanah was, I know for sure, I'm peeling 10 eggs. I know for sure I'm only going to need 2-3 of them. So then that's an Issa D'Oraisa. Because there you had Kavanah B'Shas Maisa to do it for Shalosh Shudas. But if it wasn't something you were mechavid for, it happened that there were leftovers, so then you don't have to stuff yourself to say, oh, I gotta eat it now. No, then if it's memela, then ein b'kach klum. Shekvar birer beheter.
The consensus of the Paiskim today is it's better to do it before Shabbos. Nowadays, one time before refrigeration, you know, eggs and shells would keep, and people didn't make it for them because it's foiled.
Right.
There's no practical reason for it.
Yeah.
I went to a Koenig family in Tzvas for Shabbos once, a long time ago, and they made a big deal about making the iron with zwiebeln at the table.
At the table for lunch.
For lunch, yeah.
Yeah. Okay, here's Ben. Her Ben Bloom is all asleep. Okay. I was stuck in traffic, so I'm looking on page 11. So this is what we're talking about, Ben. We're talking about the Malach of Kosher, but we're coming back now to Borer a little bit. Meaning like this. Borer, you have to do with your hands, but you have to do it for immediate use. So say you're peeling eggs on Shabbos for lunch. So you can do it right before lunch. But say, if you peeled the eggs for lunch, you decide, you know what, I really want to fish all the shuras. So are you allowed to do that? Or do you say, no, it has to be for immediate usage? So the Prima Gadim says, as long as your kavana, when you were peeling it, was for immediate usage, even if at the end you change your mind, that's okay. He said it's not the best thing to do, but he didn't violate the Nisr. So the question is, what about by kosher? Kesher shel kayama, right? What's the din?
Yeah. Does it fall into the category of misasek if you change your mind afterwards?
I don't know if it's misasek. It's more of that one machshava maybe is mevatel another machshava. We'll see. Now take a look on page 25. The Tzevet Torah's Melachos. He says, Yesh l'stapek im kosher kesher b'shabbos al menasha lo latiru la'olam. Whereas you made a kesher and you had in mind to leave it indefinitely. The kaimelon d'chayv chattas, right? V'charkach nimlach, and then you change your mind. And you, in other words, you had a mind to make a kesher shel kayam on Shabbos, but then you know, an hour later you decide you'll untie it. So do we say that b'shas ma'isa you had in mind the kesher shel kayam mitzvah yichayim, or do we say no, that since you untied it, so you were mevatel that machshava? So that's what he asks. Geish is stopping. That when you tied the knot, you had in mind forever, indefinitely, to leave it tied. The kaimel on the chayav chatas. V'chakach nimlach. And then you change your mind. V'rotzo latir biyomo. And you want to untie it. Im name it the kvar nis chayav chatas. So do we say, well, he's chayav already. Too late. Shasha kosher v'lo mahani ma'chi atir biyomo. If you untie it, you violate another Isser of Matir. So it's not only you don't undo the Isser of Kosher, the Isser of Kosher was you did, Chal. And now you're going to untie it, that's going to be another Isser, Matir. Yehuda. Kevin to matter kesher shokayam. Odil mekevin that kesher akati lo hiskayim lezman mutar latir kedei sheinatzel mizer Torah. That's a gevaldik shaila. But do we say kesher shokayam, so untie it, so it won't be shokayam? Or do we say no? If you untie it, you now violate a second iser of matir. So he says.
Question.
Yeah. So let's read the whole piece. It was he says v'name tam sheitir lukshor kesher she'enu shel kayama dimu enu shel kayama enu lav shem chibur. If it's not shel kayama, thank you. If it's not shel kayama, it's not a chibur. Dafu pisha mechaber shnei chavolim yachad ein heim nasim echad mamish lachem be'enu she'enu shel kayama. Whereas if you tie two disjoint things together, if you don't, it's not shel kayama, it's not really a chibur. Because it never assimilates to become one entity. When do you violate the Isser? Do you violate the Isser right away? Or once it's no longer Enoch Shal Kayama? Yad ima kesher kosher kazev daitul atir biyom pindenez emalach uklal. Hey, kol zman shelo over zman she yuchach she zesh kosher lo efshar dakati lo tzchayim kemid lo huch buru masam. Avol gav this kavel kosher lo olam. He calls those ein biror. Yeah. So what's the shaila? So he says like this. So then he says the rab pa'olim. That's the Ben Ish Chai. He has the same suffix about borer. In other words, what do? Do you follow the Maisa or do you follow the Machshava?
Is there any halachic status to the adage Rachmana Liba Bai?
Rachmana Liba Bai is a more of a Musardika thing of how you're supposed to serve HaKadosh Baruch Hu. The halachic thing in Hilchos Shabbos is Melechus Machshava Sosra Torah. That's the halachic parallel to that, to the Musar concept of Rachmana Liba Bai.
Sorry, where is Rachmana Liba Bai from?
Rachmana Liba Bai.
Mishnah.
Where does the original phrase appear? I don't know. Some of these things don't really appear anywhere. You know, yeah. Sometimes there's some. You know, there's a book called Michlol Mamar.
Yeah, he has it.
Yeah.
Store.
Yeah, so you can see where he quotes from. Or, you know, there's a famous, I gave a whole shiur on this on Shavuos, on Ein Simcha Kataras HaSfekus. Ever hear that phrase? There's no happiness.
It's like a Ramban or an Ibn Ezra or something like that.
Some say it's a Rambam, and others quote from other sources. And some say it's not a Rambam.
It's not
a Gemara.
Later.
Yeah. So Rachmana Liba Bai also, I mean, you can look in his the Michlol and see what he says, but you'd be surprised how a lot of these famous phrases are not in the classical sources you would have expected them to be.
Maisa Ava Simon Labanon is, I think, a Ramban. It's
yeah, a Ramban.
It's not a Chazal.
So he says in the second paragraph, V'chein kosov be'egle tal, v'lechaz borer, v'nir d'hu adin yishlo melinu kosher, dim kosher al menashal otir la'olam. So the Avdinezi says, if you tie something with kavana, that you're never going to untie it, nitzchayiv, take it for massive. So you chayv right away. The basa machshoso will clean. So that's it. The isus talay on, could be the isus talay on the shas maisa. And if the shas maisa, you had in mind the kesher shkayom, you did the avera. Because if not, then we can ever chayv you on kosher. Because how are you going to give hasra? Any hasra is going to be hasra safik. Because maybe he'll do it, but maybe 10 minutes from now he'll untie it, or he'll have a mind to untie it. So then how can you have a b'chayev skila for the melecha kosher? So it must be that it's all tala and m'shas ma'isa. What does he say?
Basically, it's a Gemara, although HaKadosh Baruch Hu
Livavai. Yeah, gives HaKadosh Baruch Hu
Livavai. You know, and then other sources, there's Zohar Rachmanu Livavai.
Rachmanu Livavai. Rashi Shalom Rachmanu Livavai Bakdomus Chobos Alvavos. So he says it's a Chobos Alvavos, Zohar, Shuma. But it's never for Feirish.
HaKadosh Baruch Hu Livavai is a Gemara in Sanhedrin.
Right, but the phrase Rachmanu Livavai. You see, it's not.
Well, it's a chazal if it's in the Zohar or whatever. That's a whole discussion in its own right. But
right. So that's. So then, so the Avnei Nezer says when you walked out, he said the Avnei, the Egli Tal, and the Avnei Nezer wanted to say that it's Toloi and Bishas Maisa. Whatever your kavanah was b'shas ma'ase, fei borer. If your kavanah b'shas ma'ase is you want it for shalosh shuras, then you violate a chiyuv chatas if you're doing it before lunch. If your kavanah is for this meal, it's this meal. And even though in the end you never used it for this meal, it's all tolei in the kavanah b'shas ma'ase. And that's what he says, the Avnei Nezer says. But then he has the kasha from the Gemara in Menachos. Take a look, Vahadi Isa. See? He says, Vahadi Isa, the Menachos, Taf Samach Dal and Amr Aleph. Niskavin L'Halos Dogim. A person wanted to go fishing on Shabbos. Take fish from the sea, from the ocean. So he took a bucket, he put it in, to take fish. And then what happened in the end? Hela dogim v'tinuk. That he ended up getting, he put the bucket in, and he picked up not only fish, but he saved the baby's life. He had no intent to do that. He was going fishing. He didn't even know there was a baby in the ocean. So now what do we consider this person? Do we consider this person a Michal Shabbos? What do we consider? Because that was his kavana. His kavana was to be Michal Shabbos. He wasn't from. So he wanted to go fishing on Shabbos. So he was, so we're going to do it. Then what do we say? Well, but the reality is, through this action, he saved a life, which is mutter to do, is a mitzvah to do on Shabbos. So it's a machlokes in the Gemara. So he says, we paskin the kaimel on karava the potter. That he's not chayiv mishum tzeda. That he's not chayiv mishum tzeda. Why? Avu pishul oshama shetova hatinok. Even though he never even knew that there was a baby in the ocean. Mishum desvirle that's lina basa maisa. Because we pass like Rava, and Rava says you follow the maisa. So if the maisa. The Maisa, you saved something, so now Ben Ishchai is asking Akasha. So if in the end of the day he used it for Shalosh Shuras, so then we should follow Maisa. Or say if he had it in mind for Shalosh Shuras, and in the end of the day he used it for Suda Shnia. So he said before, for these Achronim wanted to say before that you're not. He's still chayif because that was your kavana b'shas ma'isa was you were borer before lunch for shalosh shuras, which is too far in advance. But here from this gemara, you see that it's not totally what your kavana was; it's totally in your action. No, he was had kavana to be mechal Shabbos. He wanted to go fishing, and in the end, he saves a life with the same action that he caught the fish. He caught the baby. And we pass like Rava that he's not chayiv. So what's the difference? So he says, Hosam Shaini The guf ha-maisa nasis ba-ofen ha-heter lufaneinu. She-be-emes yotza ha-tinok im ha-dogim v'lo-olu ha-dogim l'vadam. He says, la-maisa, he saved a life. Ma-sheikin gabi breruk shira ein be-maisa nikar heter. In other words, here it's nikar that the maisa was a maisa heter from what happened. But by borer and kosher, so elhu maisa shall iser, shenasa b'machshvaso shall iser, ma'shanim lo chachakach lo ochlo lo tiro, zeya achar shegmar ha-maisa kulo b'machshav shall iser. Reza parim chadoshes. Ve'ein tikun ze yo'el achar shekvar nigmar ha-kilkul. See, over here, at the time of the Aveira, it's nicker that it wasn't an Aveira. At the time of the Aveira of the fishing, it's nicker that he took a baby and he saved the baby's life. But over here, at the time of the, he did a machshava of borer or a machshava of kosher, and what happens later happens later. So that's not going to be misakin. It's only a tikkun if b'shas the avera, it's nikur that the avera really wasn't an avera. That's what the Ben Ishchai says. You see, there is a Gemara in Kedushin. You should take a look on the first page here. The Gemara says, "Osi dibur mevatel dibur." Whereas the question if one dibur can mevatel another dibur. Eisvei reish lakshus v'yogan kol akelim yordim v'day tumasim b'machshava. Whereas what makes a kli, is that you have machshava that you want to use this as a kli. That makes it a kli. You take a pumpkin and you carve it out. Now you can throw it in the garbage if you want, but now you want to use it as a receptacle. So the machshava makes it that it's mekabel tumah as a kli. Vein olim b'nei tumasim el b'shinei maisa. But to undo it, you need a shinei maisa. So the Gemara says, maisa motzi midei maisa u'miyad machshava. Machshava ein motzi u'midei miyad maisa v'lo midei machshava. So that's the whole discussion. Can a maisa mevatel a machshava? You know, one thing being mevatel another thing. So the same thing over here. In other words, could you say that if you had in mind to eat it right away, so then you change your mind. Or you had in mind to eat it for Shalosh Shudas, and now you're going to change your mind. So what he's saying here is he thinks the Ben Ishchai wants to say that this is all toloi on B'shas Maisa, and you can't rectify it afterwards. Only by the Tino case, you can rectify it afterwards, because by the Tino case, he says it's noticeable. At the time of the Aveira, it's noticeable that you didn't do an Aveira. But here, at the time of the Aveira, you did what you did, and now you're having Kavana, oh, I'm going to use it now. When you did the Aveira, you had Kavana for Shalosh Shudas. And now, you want to use it for, for Suda Shnia. This whole thing is in the Rav for Olam here. That this whole, but he summarized it. That's why I read from the summary, was we were running late here. But this is, like, say, the question of the put. But it's clear in the Gemara if you put dough in the oven to bake with kavana to bake, and you take it out before it stays there long enough to bake, that you're not chayiv. The question is, are you allowed to do it? You're not allowed to do it. It's a separate question. But if it was done, say you took it out and never baked, even though his kavana b'shas maisa. But over there, because the malach is baking. So if it never got to the baking, So you didn't do the melacha. So even though your chelik in baking is just putting it in the thing, but if somebody takes it out from before, if, or you took it out, question of whether somebody, whether you say chatei b'shvil sheiska chavercha. In other words, are you allowed to help somebody? You do an iser drabonon, because taking out the dough is be an iser drabonon. Ridias hapas is an iser drabonon. Maybe. So that would. Are you allowed to say chatei b'shvil sheiska yiska chavercha? So over there, the melach is baking. You didn't bake. But here the malacha is kosher, so you kosher. You have to have a kavana that it should be shokayama, so you had it. So even though in the end, so that's a tremendous chiddush. Those are the question of the possibilities. What do we tell a person who did a kesher shokayama on Shabbos? So do we tell them untie it? So this way it won't be shokayama. Well, I guess you can untie it after Shabbos. But in other words, but if you untie it on Shabbos, according to one opinion, you did a second avera. What do we say? No, maybe. But the fact you untied it now is igloy milsal mafreya. It was never kesher shokayama. That your maisa was mavatel the machshava.
Can you be matir my kosher after Shabbos? Like I tie a knot.
But after Shabbos, everyone can do anything after Shabbos.
Right. I don't mean what you can do, but do you save me from the avera by virtue of opening my knot after Shabbos? Well, I tie this knot. I tie it really good. I think it's going to be a kesher shel kayama on Shabbos. And you come along after Shabbos and you untie it. So a day later, does my avera is never chal until
so
at
by,
what point?
Right. So if you by baking if it never baked, say you put it in the oven right before the end of Shabbos, and it never baked. So then in the Hanami, I saved your avera, or you could save your own avera after Shabbos. But the question is, would you say the same thing by kosher? Or you say, no, you did the malach of kosher. See, baking, you have to do the action, then it has to bake, or else you didn't do anything. If you put something in the oven and it never gets to baking, so you put something into a oven, but you didn't do it, nothing happened. Right? But by kosher, you can say differently, because kosher, the malach is kosher. You did the maitzah kshira. Maybe it's, you can say like it's a tanai that has to be shel kayama, but the etzem maisa you did. So it could be that if someone will untie it, because I think you have. Question is, because then will it be what do you call it, hasra safik? That's the big question, because hasra safik means that I tell someone don't do this. If you do this, you're going to be chayev. But even if he does it, he won't be chayev. That's called hasra safik. So if you tell somebody if he writes two letters on Shabbos, he's chayiv. So that's Asra's Vadai, because you tell him don't write two letters, he goes and writes two letters, then he's Vadai chayiv. But
if I put a loaf of dough in the oven 5 minutes before Shabbos, and the oven's on already, there's at least not an Isser Doraisa, because there's not time on Shabbos to bake it on Shabbos.
Yeah, that's a question, whether, you know, do we say that once it bakes, Lamafreya, you know, that's the famous Nimuke Yosef, that if you do an action and then it continues on based on external factors, so it's all considered your action, Lamafreya. So there's a discussion, what if you put a dough in the oven right before the end of Shabbos and it bakes on Motzai Shabbos, but the action you did on Shabbos. That's a question, but let me ask you a question. Like, so how come we don't say any time you violate the Isser of Ofer on Shabbos, there should be Asra Safik, because maybe you could take it off. Maybe you can take it out. So obviously we don't say that. So maybe the same thing by kosher, that even though you can untie. But was, there could be a tzad to say that if you lemaisa you untied it, there was never a kesher shel kayama. Question is that the pashtus or is what the these other achronim are saying the pashtus? Because lemaisa by baking, if it was taken out, then that's it. It never baked. So you could say, but maybe you could be mechalik. The question is kosher is the same as is kosher different?
An all hasra
sefik. Oh. Yes. Or else, you see, we're talking about the malach of kosher and the malach of borer. Kosher chash to be shal kayama. So, what if you made your tie? And you say, I don't want problems making ties. I'm going to make a tie and I'm going to leave it like it is for the next who knows how long. You know? Like in Abreis Medrash, we have a tie hanging. Because there was a fellow who was the Mashkiach in Abreis Medrash who made Aliyah. We're very, very fond of him, so we want to remember him. So we have his tie hanging on the bulletin board for a couple of years now.
Is that Bergen?
No, this is Benji. He goes to Hask in the summer.
He's lining
to
Israel, right?
No, it'll come to me.
I think in Slovakia Yeshiva, in Altaheim, there was some article of clothing which was there for like 10 years or something like that.
Yeah, so that's a Shiloh. In other words, if you
like
made it...
Nobody, like someone left you it made there, it no one would Chas HaShalom take
you
it.
Made it Shal Kayama. You made a Kesher Shal Kayama. You had in mind to be shal kayama. You don't want to untie your ties. You'll just every Shabbos you'll just loosen it after Shabbos and you'll put it on the thing. And you so you had kavana when you make this tie, it should be shal kayama. So you chayim. What do we say? And then somebody unties it before Shabbos ended. So he says, did he save you? He says the aveira. Well, no, you did a kesher shal kayama. Even though it never lived to be a shal kayama. What do we say? Do you follow the Basa, the Maisa? In other words, that's the question. But do you follow... Yeah.
What does Shel Kayama literally mean? That will last forever? Or that lasts forever?
No, it means you had intent.
Well, that's Machshev, isn't
it? Yeah, you had intent that it should last forever.
Then the definition includes intent.
Right, because...
Right,
so what if...
Baking is... There's no
right, but the question is, what if you change your mind? Does that take away the Aveira?
Too late.
No. Too late.
My friend.
Yeah. Right, so that's what the Ben Ish... So you're a Ben Ish Chai person.
Yeah.
That if you once you made it, it's too late. It's too late. I don't know. That's what the Ben Ish Chai wants to say. That's what the Avnei Nezer wants to say. It's too late. Because
I'm sorry, who argues with him?
Well, so if you want to see who argues...
Is that Rabbi Harfinus or something? Or
what?
Torah HaMalachos?
Torah HaMalachos, no, this fellow, my Moshe Shmuel Leitner. Take a look here on page 11. Shut Mishnah Socher. Who's the Mishnah Socher? Is that the Eim Habonim Smecha? You know the Eim Habonim Smecha? No, you know. He knows.
Eim Habonim Smecha.
Eim Habonim Smecha.
Is that a oracle of...
Rabbi Tachtel.
Uh-oh.
He wrote the book. The Eim Habonim Smecha. So I think if I'm not mistaken, the Shut Mishnah Socher is the same person. Page 11. Pen Kosev Shut Mishnah Socher. Dim Osa Kesher B'Shabbos Al Menas Latir of Motzai Shabbos. You make a Kesher on Shabbos with a T'nai that you're going to matir b'motzei Shabbos, al tonai zeh haya matir l'asosu, v'chach ha'nesiyah shel bedover v'lo bitnu, v'na? In other words, you had in mind, you're going to take out the tie. And then you didn't. And then it lasted forever. We say, came the Shasha Kosher, hisna l'hatir, v'haya b'yodu l'hatir, v'kein ha'azul, v'kein shechoyom, v'kein af l'achaka, v'kein v'atil maskil kiyuma, or yotu michal kesher, she'enu shechoyom v'nichtas, ayin sham. So he says, so then he's quoting that there may be some opinions say that Machshava later on could help. In other words, if you change your mind, say you made it She'ein Shel Kayama, but now you haven't. I don't know.
What opinion is Machshava? Can never be, let's say, punished for it, because it's Sastra Suffolk. I can always claim.
Right, that's what we're saying. It's Sastra Suffolk. I'll always untie it. But let me ask you a question. So, when you put a dough in the oven, right? So, you chayiv mishum ofer, right?
Right.
So, why did you say it's Sastra Suffolk?
Are you chayiv until it's after that you say?
You're not.
You're not.
But there's nothing more for you to do. So you have to say that you didn't do anything, but even though by kesher you did the etzem malach, so therefore, but here it's
a good point. You could never be punished for this because you could always go to Beis Din. Oh, I'll just untie it.
Right.
And, I changed my kavana.
Right.
So
it has to be
yachol, like you wouldn't have a malacha, which
exactly.
You could never be punished for.
Exactly. So therefore, it must be that they're right. That
the
Rapalim, the Ben Ishchai.
Yeah.
What does he call himself? Yecheskel Kachli. That's how he signs his name. That's a big thing. And the truth is, in Ben Ishchai, he doesn't call himself Yosef Chaim. I think he calls himself Yecheskel Kachli. It's a whole discussion why he calls himself that.
He went by a lot of names, didn't he?
Even a
Kesher
Shel Kayama,
even though
you did the
mindset,
it's still
a function of Zman, which is not how until the time. Is it? No. Maybe it doesn't matter what the reality is. If I made a Kesher Shel Kayama, and then after Shabbos, I decide, no, it's not a good idea, I want to untie it. So these posts can say that, no, too late. Made a Kesher Shel Kayama because maybe you can still, I don't know, there's a certain side in me that still thinks that maybe if the Maisa you untie it, but then you have what you pointed out, but then you can never have Mechayim Mishum Kosher because it'll always be Hasra Safek.
And conversely, if someone ties something and then doesn't untie it, he ties it with the intention of untying it later.
Right.
Like, going back to the example of right. The Lila and the Sefer Torah, where he ties the garden. Yeah. He has no intention of keeping it Shel Kayama, so why do we go through the Tshuva of saying whether it's one day, or if it's in Derabanan, if it goes up to 7 days, there should be no limit. No?
There should be no limit, meaning?
It shouldn't make a difference, because if he doesn't have intention when he first tied it that it should be Kayama, then if he happens to have tied it and walked away and comes back a year later, it makes no difference. It's not Kayama, because his intention was it should be only be temporary.
Right, and what's the date over there?
You know, but there is that after 7 days that it's already.
But that's maybe only if he had kavana when he tied it to be for 7 days.
Oh, that constitutes
kayama. Or kayama on the rabbanan level. Uh-huh. The deraisa level kavana means that it's indefinite. Indefinite. On the rabbanan level, so it either has to be a day or 7 days. The two opinions in the Shulchan Aruch. Okay, it's a fascinating discussion, but okay, Shkoya. Okay, next week, Bez Hashem, we'll start a new Malachim, Matir, to the converse of that, and then we're going to start Korea, Bez Hashem.
Where are we at?
We're
I came late to the game.
Yeah, you came late to the game. This is the...